We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hongyang, virtuous spears, that is how welcome is said in Hakka, a language spoken in parts of China, Formosa, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. It's a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotol, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV. Yongzhaile Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tingmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, China plans to build additional heating facilities to reduce pollution. In Noble Living News, a British woman expresses her gratitude to the men that saved her life. In Sustainable Energy News, an American company introduces a biodegradable hot cup and lid system. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, April 19th, American ecologist Richard Poe was born in 1904 in Brooklyn, New York, USA. In 1951, Mr. Poe was co-founder of the Nature Conservancy, one of the United States' biggest environmental protection organizations, and was its first president from 1954 to 1956. To assist the group in acquiring land to safeguard, he created a loan program called Land Preservation Fund, which is still widely used today. He participated in conserving numerous ecologically important areas around the USA and assisted in establishing a law protecting wild birds. Aside from the Nature Conservancy, other earth-helping associations he was involved with include the USA-based Open Space Institute, the Charles Lindbergh Foundation, Defenders of Wildlife, and the Martha's Vineyard Conservation Society. Mr. Poe also wrote Aubuddon Bird Guides, which have sold more than 1 million copies. He received the Aubuddon Medal in 1981. May Mr. Richard Poe's legacy of eco-protection encourage others into a virtuous way of life that will save our magnificent planet for present and future generations.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's relief news update from Australia. Following several episodes of extreme weather at the beginning of the year, heavy floods in late March struck Australia's northern state of New South Wales, causing extensive damage and stranding several thousand people. As in other afflicting events, Supreme Master Qinghai sent aid to help the most affected, this time with a donation of $15,000 on April 1, 2009 for the flood victims. Covering their own travel expenses, our association's Australian relief team went to one of the worst hit regions of Marina Crescent, which had been submerged in just over 1 metre of floodwater just 6 weeks after a previous flood.
The homes of many residents were uncomfortably bare, with possessions that had to be discarded and garages filled with mud. To help them make a new start, our association's relief team responded to requests for mattresses, pillows and some dog beds, which were delivered to those in need by the local Salvation Army.
The team then directly brought residents cleaning supplies, biscuits, juice, breakfast cereals, and vegan chocolate Easter eggs to cheer their days. A $500 cash gift was given to one citizen in dire need, having completely lost all that he owned. Upon receiving the materials, many of the residents were visibly moved when they understood that Supreme Master Qinghai remembered them and was sending her care.
We thank the Salvation Army for their gracious help. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's kindness and urgent material aid to the flood affected in New South Wales. Our appreciation also to our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Wishing the Australian people a swift return to their productive day-to-day lives, as we pray that unfortunate events such as these are minimised through our gentler treatment of each other and the planet.
Mudslide buries homes in Peru. Following heavy rains in the Northern Highlands province of La Libertad, some 18 people are still missing as dozens of homes in the towns of Chaminacucho and Arequipampa were buried in a 1.5-kilometre mudslide that also covered croplands. Thankfully, 12 villages initially missing were recovered unharmed. Expressing her concern, on April 18, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our association's relief team to go, if possible, and check for any urgent needs, and she pledged $5,000 in emergency assistance. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $56,000 in relief supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Peru. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for this caring response. We are glad for the safety of the 12 people and pray for the protection and soon rebuilding of the affected Peruvians' normal lives. May such disturbing events as these be eased as we strive for greater consideration of our effect on the environment.
Strong earthquake in Indonesia. The US Geological Survey has reported a 6.2 magnitude quake on Thursday that occurred in Indonesia off the west coast of Sumatra. Another quake, this one 6.6 in magnitude, was recorded off the uninhabited British Overseas Territory of the South Sandwich Islands in the Atlantic Ocean. Both Indonesian and Australian officials were on alert for a tsunami to follow, but soon confirmed that there was no such danger. Thankfully, no injuries or damage from the quake itself were reported. We are grateful to hear that all remain safe during these occurrences. Our prayers that events on our earth become ever smoother as we continue striving for greater consideration of all beings in our actions.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
And it is our task through this donors' conference to open the door of opportunity for Haitians and to send a message of what does occur through the power of collaboration.
International community rallies in support of Haiti. To assist the storm-affected nation, international donors came together last week and pledged nearly $350 million in humanitarian aid. At a meeting that was held in Washington, D.C., USA, participants included representatives from 28 countries and international organizations, as well as United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Opening the meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said,
"This conference gives us all an opportunity to reignite its path to progress by working as a team with Haiti at the helm."
The funds will be used for necessary structural rebuilding, as well as longer-term investments in sustainable development. Our respectful thanks, all donor nations and organizations, and Providence bless your kind support of brethren in Haiti. May her warm-hearted people be graced with a bright path to prosperous growth.
Dolphins ensure ship's safety. A fleet of Chinese merchant ships passing through the Gulf of Aden off the Somali coast noticed the approach of another group of ships whose intention was unclear. Suddenly, they watched as thousands of dolphins appeared, forming a natural barrier between their vessels and the other boats, eventually causing the approaching fleet to turn around and head in another direction. What a special example of the deep intelligence and friendly nature of these kind marine animals. Let us earnestly endeavor to protect and ensure a safe habitat for dolphins and other such wondrous beings of the sea.
Save Our Planet. Cause and cure found for bee colony collapse disorder. Researchers in Spain have discovered that the phenomenon known as colony collapse, responsible for a massive decline in honeybees worldwide, is due to fungal virus. Working in Spanish apiaries, they were able to isolate the parasitic fungi, for which they then found a cure. Through the use of an antibiotic, the bee colonies were able to recover. Spanish scientists are immense gratitude for your patient work and valued contributions. We look forward to welcoming the humble honeybee in restored numbers, as we also are reminded to regard the precious health of these pollinators with more care.
Save Our Planet. Disturbance and disappearance of butterflies worldwide. Data collected since 1976 from the United Kingdom's Butterfly Monitoring Scheme revealed that this past summer was the second worst for butterflies since 1981, with their overall numbers being the lowest in 25 years. With losses already having been recorded throughout Europe, some colonies in Britain are on the verge of extinction as climate change alters weather patterns, with conditions such as torrential rain making it difficult for them to find food. Across the globe, in the Kathmandu Valley region of the Himalayas, where over 350 butterfly species reside, a study conducted by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, has found that the delicate-winged animals are flying to higher altitudes, as in the case of the Apollo butterfly, which has moved 500 meters above its usual grounds. Finally, research conducted in Germany has concluded that even with the best-case scenario for climate change meaning only a 2.4 degrees Celsius temperature rise overall, 50% of the areas currently occupied by nearly 150 different butterfly species in Europe would become too warm for them to continue to exist there. Our appreciation, United Kingdom Butterfly Monitoring Scheme, World Wildlife Fund, German researchers, and butterfly enthusiasts worldwide for your careful observations alerting us to the threat and survival of these winged beauties. May such harbingers of potential loss awaken us toward greater care of the lovely butterfly and other precious planetary co-inhabitants.
During a July 2008 radio interview with James Bean of the Spiritual Awakening radio program based in the United States, Supreme Master Qinghai explained that our care for all animal co-inhabitants has both physical and spiritual implications of great importance in this time of planetary crisis.
Everybody say we love animals, but how? And a vegetarian diet will stop 80% of global warming, stop all the cruelty beginning on our plate, generating loving, kind energy around the world, stop water shortage and water pollution, stop food shortages, stop world hunger and war, prevent deadly diseases, save enormous tax and medical bills to build a better world and support new useful inventions and good people's organization. The list goes on and on. And now there is a spiritual aspect also. When a person partakes in a direct or indirect killing of any sentient beings, be it human or animals, he or she enters the cycle of revenge and violence. And it will only end when one stops doing it. Since time immemorial, nonviolence is always emphasized as a way of life, as a way we should live if we really want heaven on earth. I hope sooner all people will realize this and we will have truly Eden again.
Save our planet. Bluefin tuna given 3 more years. The Global Conservation Organization, World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, says that Atlantic bluefin tuna are likely to be eliminated in just 3 years' time if current fishing practices do not cease. The report's findings coincided with the opening of the 2-month Mediterranean fishing season amidst objections by environmental groups. As WWF's Sergi Tudela explained, "It is inexcusable to open a fishing season when stocks of the target species are collapsing." The WWF and other conservation groups are calling for complete protection of the bluefin, including the request for restaurants and supermarkets to join together in banning the sale of the imperiled fish. World Wildlife Fund and other concerned advocates, we are heartened by your efforts to protect the Atlantic bluefin tuna. Our prayers that humanity will be touched to make plant-based dietary choices that protect the rich diversity of our planet for future generations.
Save our planet. Study finds blinking tower lights could save birds' lives. With estimates ranging as high as 50 million birds that are lost each year in the US alone to nighttime collisions with communication towers, a recent study has found that substituting blinking lights for the steady red illumination currently used for the towers could significantly reduce avian fatalities. In Michigan, USA, when the state's highway patrol granted the Department of Natural Resources access to communication towers, researchers tried different lighting at 21 towers around the state. They found that substituting blinking light for the steady red light resulted in avian mishaps that were reduced by as much as 70%. The researchers have recommended the Federal Aviation Administration to consider updating their regulations to include the use of blinking lights. Our grateful thanks, Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the State Highway Patrol, for your cooperative efforts that yielded this valuable report. We, too, wish that the blinking lights soon find their way to the top of all relevant structures to protect our cherished avian friends in their nighttime journeys across the sky.
Save Our Planet. Green Planet Awards launches eco-eating and eco-activity competitions. A new non-profit green initiative, Green Planet Awards, is inviting the world to exciting competitions that are all about going green to cool the planet. Based in Europe, the Green Planet Award founders stated that they were originally inspired by watching Supreme Master Television to raise awareness especially toward how human eating habits are affecting the planet. In particular, their concern upon realizing that the meat industry adds more greenhouse gases to global warming than all transportation combined led to their theme of eco-eating for the 2009 Green Planet Awards competitions. In this premiere event, which is taking place throughout Ireland, university students are being asked to design the best awareness campaign on environmental and health impacts of excessive meat consumption. Students displaying the most creative and diligent efforts through such media as flyers, songs, conferences, and other marketing techniques will receive prizes, with the top award being an electric car.
Green Planet Awards is also hosting a second competition that is online and worldwide called Green to Cool. This event's grand prize of €1,500 is to go to the most active member of the social networking website at www.greentocool.org. meaning the person who is most influential in spreading the veg eco-eating trend and making the social space a success. Both the GreenToCool.org and GreenPlanetAwards.org websites provide media resources for those seeking up-to-date facts on climate change urgency and its relation to diet. Supreme Master Television is happy to be associated with Green Planet Awards as an information resource.
Upon hearing of these ongoing events, Supreme Master Ching Hai has offered an additional €1,500 to the Green to Cool International web-based competition, bringing the total grand prize to €3,000. A big round of applause and the best of luck to all the dedicated participants of the Green Planet Awards challenges. Our accolades and appreciation to this eco-worthy initiative for creating such exciting ways to spread the urgent message of climate change and the importance of plant-based eating as the fastest way to cool the planet.
For more activity information, please visit www.greenplanetawards.org or www.greentocool.org. There is also a Chinese partner website at www.greentocool.org.tw.
Save our planet. Florida Power and Light and Kitson and Partners Reality Group sponsor a $2 billion project for the first fully solar-powered city in southwestern Florida, USA.
Save Our Planet. Internet service company Yahoo Taiwan calls on everyone to participate in 6 actions showing care for the planet on Earth Day, including a pledge to eat more vegetarian meals.
Save Our Planet. The first building-mounted wind turbines in New York City, USA, are now operational in the Brooklyn Navy Yard Industrial Park, earning it the title of the first green multi-story industrial facility in the United States.
Save Our Planet. Japanese company Toshiba enhances the efficiency of its supercharged ion battery, or SCIB, technology, so that it now requires only 90 seconds to fully charge batteries for vehicles, such as motorized bikes, motorcycles, and cars.
Hi there, I'm Onky the Piglet, and I follow a completely vegetarian diet. I have a do-it-yourself tip to share with you for your home. A quick remedy for a screw that always seems to be loose is to put a toothpick in the hole and then split off the end so it does not stick out. This will make the space a little smaller, then put the screw back in and you're all set. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, China to invest in new heating centers. There are currently 10 of these eco-friendly facilities in Beijing, with plans to have 30 by 2010. They will take the place of 670 boilers that operate on coal and will greatly decrease smoke and sulfur dioxide emissions. In addition, they are 30% more effective and will generate heat to 100 million cubic meters of housing in 10 areas. Our appreciation, China, on implementing cleaner energies. May all governments promote the methods and technologies that will bring our Earth back to her balanced state.
In Noble Living News, a British woman has the opportunity to express her gratitude to her rescuers. Miss Bozena Krupka, mother of two, expressed her heartfelt thanks to the two gentlemen who saved her life. When her car veered off a bridge, Miss Krupka could not get out of the car that had become submerged upside down in a creek near Little Panel. Mr. Paul Wiltshire, an engineer, saw the vehicle and jumped over a barbed wire fence and made his way down a six-foot bank. He entered into the freezing water and was able to gain access to the car. He kept Miss Krupka's head above water until police officer Tom Kinderman joined him. Together they got her out of the car and to the bank of the river. Miss Krupka was taken to the hospital and now has made a full physical recovery. She said, "I know I would not be here if it was not for them. I owe them my life." Bravo heroes, Mr. Paul Wiltshire and police officer Tom Kinderman. God bless your quick, life-saving actions. And we are so happy you're fine, Miss Bozena Krupka. We have many joyful years and happy celebrations of this cherished life. Up next on Noteworthy News, an American company releases a compostable hot cup and lid system. We'll take a quick moment to give a quick massage to our fun feline friend. More visionary news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspiring news for an intelligent world. In sustainable energy news, an American company launches a biodegradable line. Stock Market Products, a producer of eco-friendly tableware and food packaging from Portland, Oregon, has released a Biodegradable Products Institute, or BPI, certified compostable NGO hot cup and lid system. The BPI label means that the criteria established by the American Society for Testing and Materials have been met. The sustainable packaging will compost within 60 to 90 days in commercial composting facilities. Our sincere thanks, Stock Market Products, for taking care of our Earth. May all citizens continue to find every way, small and big, to treasure our precious ecosphere.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Lawnmower.
The wife said to the doctor, "Doc, for the last 8 months, my husband has thought that he's a lawn mower." "Doctor, that's terrible. Why didn't you bring him in sooner?" The wife, "Because the neighbors just returned him this morning."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I watched Mongolia's International Conference on Climate Change with Supreme Master Ching Hai and the Save Our World concert from Mongolia. Mongolians are so intelligent and talented. They organized the conference so well, and their performances are just great. Thank you for the programs from which I know and understand people in other countries more. Audrey from New Westminster, Canada.
Amicable Audrey, you're right. That was such a fantastic concert. It was a wonderful opportunity to find out about the lovely Mongolian people and culture. We are delighted to offer programs in which all global citizens can get to know each other better and become closer. Love in heaven's radiance to you and all the warm-hearted Canadian people.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Tengong Bofu, that means God bless in Hakka.
May your path in life be filled with grace, joy, and compassion. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Portuguese Foreign Minister Luis Amado visits Uzbekistan and attends meetings discussing progressing bilateral relations between the two countries in politics, economy and humanitarianism.
The National Foundation of Health in the Amazonas is donating cars, computers, stoves and radio transmitters to benefit 120,000 indigenous people living in Brazil.
British humanitarian and vegan former model Heather Mills is unveiling her new line of Mighty Meatless Meals in Minutes at the Vegetarian Roadshow in London, United Kingdom.
US President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro indicate their mutual openness to improving relations, including Cuba's willingness to discuss political detainees, press freedom, and human rights.
Visiting Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev meets with Chinese President Hu Jintao to further cooperation through signed agreements in transport, education, agriculture, and telecommunications.
Commencing in July, a new airline called Pet Airways in the US will offer reservations to animal companions for flights in full cabin comfort, accompanied by professional human caregivers.
US-based Delu Technology donates $100,000 to the Caribbean Christian Center for the Deaf, or CCD, in Jamaica to support the children's education and development.
Pasqualina, a small grey canine terrier, is joyfully reunited with her human caregivers after surviving 8 days in the rubble of a house destroyed by the recent earthquake in L'Aquila, Italy.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev officially lifts previous sanction in Chechnya, with Chechenian leader Ramzan Kadyrov affirming the area's stability.
After 6 years of delivering vegetarian meals weekly to local homeless persons, our association members in Hawaii, USA, have found that a growing number of the recipients are now vegetarian.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.